This is Chris Toland, and thanks for downloading this audio sample of the Baby Sleep Solution. If you've already spent 3 or 4 hours reading 150 pages or so of a book about baby sleep, you'll have noticed that many books recommend just one main technique for getting your baby to sleep. In the Baby Sleep Solution, however, I've acknowledged the fact that all babies are different, and what will work for one won't have the slightest effect on another. That's why, in the Baby Sleep Solution audio program, in just 35 minutes, I give you 18 quick techniques and 5 major techniques to get your baby to sleep. The quick techniques are just that, quick and easy for you to put into action today. Many parents have found that just one or two of these have been sufficient to get their baby to sleep. But just in case you need more help, you've got all 18 to try, along with the 5 incredibly powerful major techniques. I guarantee that amongst these techniques, you'll find the solution to your baby sleep problem. Here is a sample of just 3 of the simpler techniques. Help your baby to differentiate between night and day, sleep time and wake time, by making sure that he or she is exposed to less light as it gets towards sleep time. You can easily do this by making sure that in the morning, all curtains are fully drawn and blinds opened, and some lights turned on if needs be. As it gets towards sleep time, you can then start to remove some of these sources of light and make your house darker. You should also try to make sure that the things your baby sees when he or she awakes are also the same each time. This is again made easier if your baby always sleeps in their room, as you can make sure that their favourite objects stay in their cot and so are always the first things they see when they wake. The other reason that going to sleep in their own room every night is important is that it can be very disorientating for a baby to wake up and see sights that are different to what they were seeing when they went to bed. For example, if your baby goes to sleep in his or her bedroom looking at their cot and their mobile, they will be relaxed when they awake to see exactly the same sights. However, if they go to sleep in the living room but then wake up in their cot, this could be somewhat disturbing for them. If your baby falls asleep somewhere other than their crib or cot, try to leave them for at least 10 minutes before moving them. During this first 10 minutes, your baby will be in a very light level of sleep and so will be easily woken. After 10 minutes, however, they should have dropped into a slightly deeper level of sleep, and so it will be easy to move them without waking them. As I said earlier, these were just 3 of the 18 quick techniques and 5 major techniques that you'll find in the Baby Sleep Solution. Techniques that have been proved to work for baby after baby after baby. This audio program really does give you everything you need to get your baby to sleep through the night, every night, and that's guaranteed. I'm so sure that the program will work for you, I give you my personal cast iron guarantee. Download the full audio program now and try it for a full 8 weeks. At the end of that time, if you're not 100% happy that you and your baby have benefited and are now getting a full night's sleep, simply send me an email and I'll refund your money in full, no questions asked. The Baby Sleep Solution audio program really is the answer to your baby sleep problem. There really is no need for you to feel exhausted and worn down any longer. Simply go to www.babysleepsolution.com and download the full audio program now. Thanks for listening and have a great night's sleep.